Well, what a day today, and I'm so glad that we have a trio here. It's always nice when we have a couple siblings, too. We'll have to learn more about this musical Lee family in just a moment. But we have Eleanor Lee on cello, Jeffrey King playing piano, and Alex Lee playing violin today, representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society and their young artist competition that we have each year. And it's always a pleasure to welcome the Pittsburgh Concert Society performers that we bring. Jeffrey is a senior at Pine Richland High School, and we'll learn, let's see, Eleanor and Jeffrey, a senior at Pine Richland, as I said. Eleanor is a junior at Trinity High School, and Alexander's, as I look at my notes here, we'll have to learn where Alexander is going to school. Is Alexander still in school? No? Okay. So that's why there's no notes here. Alexander's a dropout. No, you're not. I'm sure you're not a dropout. We'll find out more as we go throughout the day. But please, it's going to be a real pleasure to hear Jeffrey King, Alexander Lee, and Eleanor Lee at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's just absolutely beautifully done. Let's meet the musicians and find out a little bit more about them and also about the piece. I'm going to start with the person who I said was a dropout, who really isn't, I don't think. Hi, tell me, you're Alexander Lee, right?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I'm not actually a dropout. I graduated last year from high school, and this year I've been preparing for auditions, which I'm currently in the middle of.
And we knew you weren't a dropout, of course. Where did you go to high school?
Trinity.
And is Trinity in Washington?
Yes.
If you noticed, you know, we have to navigate some emails and messages that come in, and somebody said, Are the Lees from Trinity in Washington? And I said, yes, I believe so. And that's good. You're auditioning for schools now?
Yes.
And how's that been going?
Well, it's a stressful process.
I would imagine. What schools are you looking at?
Well, I've already auditioned for Eastman and Curtis, and I still have to audition for Colburn and Manus.
Wow. Well, good luck to you. That has to be just a very... a nerve-wracking experience. When did you start playing a violin?
Let's see. I started when I was 6 with John McCarthy, and now I study with Eugene Phillips.
And I know you've really, you know, had a stellar young career with Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. You're the concertmaster there, from what I understand.
Yes, yes.
And Craig and Eve and the team there are good friends. And it's just a great orchestra to be part of. How has the Pittsburgh Concert Society helped you in terms of your development?
Well, it's, you know, a great opportunity because it's always a good competition and a great program. And in the end, actually, it helped our trio get together because, you know, it gave us something to work towards. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have worked so hard to get together with Jeff.
Yeah, you two play, or you three, all of you play really well together. And did you win as a trio as part of the Young Artists Showcase? Well, terrific. Anything else you'd like to say hello to anybody or that might be listening or any acknowledgments of teachers or anything?
Well, first of all, a big thank you to the Concert Society for making this opportunity for us. Also, say hi to my mom and to Mr. Phillips. My dad's in the studio, actually.
You can say hi to him anyway.
Hi, Dad.
It's like two highs in one. Well, thanks. And anybody else? I want to be sure you don't forget anybody.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, your sister will remind you in a second. I'm going to navigate over here. And I think, this will be fun. We'll see. We have lots of wireless microphones, but we chose to make it difficult on me today. But that's okay. I can still wing my way through here one way or another. Why don't we meet your sister, and then we'll come back to Jeff. And this is Eleanor Lee. Hello.
Hi.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a junior at Trinity High School, and I'm Alex's sister.
You two really play well together. Have you been, and you're just a year apart, have you played music together since you were little, or is this relatively new?
Yes, actually. I started on the piano, so I did a little bit of fooling around with that with him. So
it was kind of fun to watch the two of you look at each other as you were playing. And what was the name of what you just played?
We just played the last movement from the Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2.
There's a lot of playfulness between... all of the instruments, but especially between the violin and cello. And it was fun to watch you do that. So you're a junior this year. Have you given thought to what might be beyond high school?
Yes, I'm thinking of going into music. So that'll be interesting.
That's not surprising. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening, anybody that Alexander may have forgotten?
Well, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my teacher, Ann Martindale Williams. Thank you for everything.
Great. And you sound terrific. Now, Jeffrey King, I've been reading about him sort of in the background here. And Jeffrey's too, you know, focused. He's on the swim team. He's on the forensics team. It says here that you're president of Pine Ridgeland's Model United Nations Club and treasurer of the Honor Society. I think I mentioned that the swim team, but you're also thinking of pursuing a degree in biology. So we have to do something to try to get you to branch out a little bit. Piano and music clearly are loves, though. When did you start playing? And I know you play multiple instruments, don't you?
Yeah, I started playing piano when I was 5. And then I started playing saxophone in fourth grade, so I think I was 9 or 10. And then I started playing bassoon 4 years ago in high school.
And are you marching with bassoon or sax? I guess, yeah, bassoons are in march. Nah, I guess not. A bassoon is a tuba in a marching band.
Yeah, yeah. No, bassoons aren't usually marched with. Yeah, I play alto sax in marching band.
How do you fit all of this in? It's a pretty busy life for you.
I don't know. I just do things that I like to do, and as long as I make sure that I actually like what I'm doing, then I usually find the time.
Can you talk a bit? I think many of the youth involved in the Pittsburgh Concert Society, everybody has lots of dimensions to them, but many are very, very focused on music and are probably looking at performance or education degrees in music. Are you somewhat unique among the folks that you're interacting with in the Concert Society and that you're thinking of biology as a major?
I don't know. My experience has been that typically musicians like things other than music as well. But as for whether or not I'm unique just because I want to go into bio, I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, I think, and you're talking to somebody with a degree in chemical engineering and public policy doing this. So that's not to say that it's at all necessarily unusual. I was just kind of curious. You mentioned, I see music composition as something you've thought about too. Do you write much now?
Yeah, I as much as I have time for, definitely. Like last fall, I wrote the score for my school's Thespian Society production. That was a lot of fun because I got to work with like the director and all the actors. And I mean, right now I'm just kind of doing whatever. I'm really busy right now, so I don't have that much time. But whenever I get the chance, I go for it.
Great. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody?
Yeah. First of all, Pittsburgh Concert Society, of course, for organizing this whole thing, and my parents, of course, my teacher Tom Glovier, and I think Nick and Sarah, if you're listening. And everybody else. I'm not sure who all is listening, but yes, you know who you are.
That's the nice part of radio. You never do know. Someday, maybe, we'll be able to detect exactly who's listening, but not yet. I'm glad you've all made time to come here today. What is the next piece that you're going to play? What's it called?
We're going to play the first movement from a piece called Cafe Music by Paul Schoenfield. And it's actually a fairly recent piece. It was written in, I think, 88.
Okay, well, we'll get you all set to do that as I move over. I also need to remind you that it's just past 10:30, 10:31, and you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Jeffrey King is the voice you just heard. Prior to that, Alexander Lee. Prior to that, or actually prior to that, Eleanor Lee. And before that, her brother Alexander Lee. They are here representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and once again, to wow you, here they are. On violin, Alex Lee. On cello, Eleanor Lee. And pianist, Jeffrey King, representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society, with thanks to Joan Salkowitz. Thank you very much, Joan, for helping. She's president of the board, Joan Salkowitz. And also Antoinette, as always, we thank her. And what a great performance. 22 minutes now before 11 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade.